Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. I'm Alex, your friendly neighborhood AI enthusiast. And I'm Jordan, your curious co-host. Today, we're diving into something really important for anyone using Grok AI, specifically the 7 mistakes you absolutely need to avoid when it comes to image safety. That's right, you know, a lot of folks think using generative AI is just a simple type-and-go situation, but it's not that straightforward. If you treat Grok AI like a basic point-and-shoot camera, you're bound to get into trouble. Oh wow, that's a great analogy. So, what's the first mistake we should be aware of? Well, let's start with the most common issue, using vague prompts. It's like ordering a pizza without specifying the toppings. You might get something you didn't want. Right, and that can be super frustrating. So, how vague are we talking? When you type something like a girl on the beach, the safety filter gets confused and might flag it. It's not just about getting a bad picture, it's about wasting time. Statistics show that 65% of beginners face vague safety rejections, leading to a whopping 47% failure rate on first tries. Jordan, wow, that's a lot of wasted effort. So what's the fix here? You need to be specific. Using prefixes like SFW or realistic photo helps a ton. It tells Grok, hey, I'm looking for something safe and straightforward. This can actually improve your success rate by 62%. So it's like telling your mechanic exactly what's wrong with your car instead of just saying it makes a sound. Alex, exactly. And speaking of mechanics, the second mistake is ignoring overblocking issues. Sometimes it's not your fault, it's the algorithm messing up. That sounds frustrating. Can you give me an example? Sure. Overblocking affects around 22% of creative prompts. If you were using Grok back in early 2024, you might have encountered tons of innocent requests being flagged, but with recent updates, this should be less of an issue. If you're still experiencing it, you might just be using outdated prompt structures. Good to know. Now, what's the third mistake? This one surprised me. Not monitoring for leaks. You'd think the safety filters would catch everything, but there's actually a 1.2% underblocking rate with. Wait, so what does that mean for someone generating images? It means that if you're generating thousands of images, a small percentage can slip through the cracks, images that aren't safe for work or your brand. For example, Jasper.ai discovered that around 5% of their variants were not brand safe, which is a huge risk. Wow, that's a nightmare for businesses relying on automation. Exactly. You can't just trust it to run on autopilot. Having a human in the loop or a secondary filter is crucial, especially if you're generating a lot of content. Now, I'm curious, what's mistake number 4? It's failing to implement safety wrappers. You can actually wrap your prompts for extra safety, kind of like putting a governor on a rental car. Canva. Enterprise users found that by using custom safety layers, they boosted their approval rates from 27% to 92%. That's a massive improvement. So it's just a matter of adding a little extra caution to your prompts. Exactly. It takes just a few minutes to set up and can save you a ton of money in wasted credits and labor in the long run. Speaking of money, I know costs can add up when using these tools. What's the 5th mistake related to that? That would be hitting rate limits after safety flags. This drives a lot of users nuts. They try a prompt, get flagged, then try again, hit another safety flag, and end up with an error 429. Ugh, that sounds like a cycle of frustration. It really is. Approximately 62% of high-volume users experience these 429 errors. And the kicker? Those safety flags count against your rate limit, meaning you get throttled. So it's better to upgrade to Pro. If you're serious about using Grok AI, absolutely. Upgrading gives you 5 times the quota, which is essential if you're doing this professionally. What about the community fixes? I've heard that they can sometimes offer better solutions than the original platforms. Yes. This is mistake number 6, ignoring community solutions. For instance, the moderators from the Reddit r/StableDiffusion community developed a way to reduce unsafe Grok images by 89% using community-enforced safety prefix prompts. Jordan, so they crowdsourced safe prompts? Exactly. They cut their moderation time significantly, down from 4 hours to just 1.3 hours daily. It's a smart move to learn from what others are doing successfully. That's really insightful. So, as we wrap up, what's the final mistake to avoid? It's choosing the wrong safety tools. Grok is fast, about 0.8 seconds per image, but speed isn't everything. DALL-E, while slower, offers more safety by default, so depending on your needs, that could be a better choice. Great tips! So if listeners can avoid these mistakes, being specific with prompts, staying updated, monitoring for leaks, using safety wrappers, managing rate limits, and learning from the community, they'll be on their way to smoother. Grok, AI usage. Exactly. The generative AI market is only going to get bigger, so adapting and optimizing your approach is key.
That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Athena Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.